Effie, welcome to the show.
Hello, good, thanks.
I just got an invite. Is this true? Are you getting married?
Yes, I am. That day has finally come. How excitement.
I'm devastated because I was secretly hoping that you'd pick me.
Kiriako, you know, you say that and where have you been? Have you been calling, texting, emailing? You've been hoping. That's about it. In the privacy of your own heart.
Don't be so harsh.
You know what?
I don't have the confidence.
Kiriako, this is what I've noticed about people. You know, they're all talk, no action. While I was single and on the raffi for all those years, on that shelf, by my shelf, you know, no one was making any moves. You know, now when somebody else is taking the plunge with me, suddenly everyone's coming out of the woodwork.
We can only be happy for you for getting married.
Thank you.
Because that's what true love is. Tell me about your husband and the topic of discussion. You're the virgin bride. How does that work? You've got a child as well.
Yes, it was an immaculate conception and it was a cesarean in order to preserve my greatest asset next to her, which is my my cherry, call it whatever you want, my pride. I did not choose to give that up. I wouldn't call it old-fashioned. Maybe I would call it frigid. Maybe I'd call it paranoid. But this was something that I didn't want to just give away to, you know, to anyone willy-nilly, so to speak. So I held on to, you know, my chastity in the hope that I would find someone I loved very much and that they would be the person that could participate in what is the greatest physical act.
So who's the cherry picker?
The cherry picker himself is Shane Bradley Cooper. Skip.
Popo.
Hello, Skip, thanks.
So it will be Effie Stefanidis Cooper or Effie Cooper or?
Effie Stefanidis. I've given over that other thing. I'm not giving over my identity as well.
So is it going to be a Greek wedding?
Yeah, of course. I'm sorry. Anytime there's Greek and another culture, Greeks always win. It's like rock, paper, scissors, but somehow it's always the Greek that wins.
So
you know,
like,
there is no other chance at any other culture. We are such an overbearing, you know, confident culture that it just, you know, no one else got a chance.
So rock, scissors, paper, Greek.
Exactly. Greek always wins.
How's your mother taking it? Have you?
Yeah, my mother, like most Greek mothers, was spewing badly when I first told her, you know, about Shane. She threatened to suicide. Yeah, she was going to jump off the Westgate Bridge, but she didn't have a license, so she wanted Shane and I to drive her. But, you know, typical wog mother melodramas, as you guys would know. But because he's a yatro, he's a doctor, because she's a plastic surgeon, Shane, you know, she's been bragging to all her friends, you know, in Australos, ale ini yatros, you know. So she's so thrilled that he's a doctor that now it's turned into this big positive for her. But the dramas were there at the beginning. It was a little bit ugly, but I stood my ground and I said, well, bad luck. This is the man that I love. And that's just that.
If somebody hasn't received an invite and wants to come to the wedding, where is the wedding taking place?
Well, it depends where you are. In Melbourne, it's taking place at the Comedy Theatre. And it's on this weekend at the Comedy Theatre. And then we go to Perth, the Astor Theatre in Perth. In Brisbane, we're at the Tivoli Theatre. And in Sydney, we're at the Enmore Theatre. So all the details of which are on effievirginbride.com. And you go there and you'll find everything you need to know in order to get your invitation. It's only going to cost you $60.
It's a cheap wedding.
It's a cheap wedding for all you get. It's the sizzler.
Is there going to be enough food?
Always. And even if there isn't, my relatives are taking care of that, you know, because Greeks panic, there's never enough food.
They, now that you're finally getting married,
yes,
maybe you've had a couple of good Valentines?
Well, obviously not good enough. But, you know, I think that there's an art to Valentine's Day. I think that, you know, you've got to put yourself out. You've got to do something important, something memorable, something epic. You know, got to put your heart on the line and your wallet as well. And you've got to do something that makes you irresistible, you know.
Is it the same if your date is Greek or Italian or ethnic or Australian? Do you buy everyone flowers or do you maybe come with a bag of peaches? I don't know.
You certainly don't come with your mother if you're Greek. Because I've gone out with Greek guys in the past, and on our Valentine's Day dinner, you turn around and there's the mother sitting there. Because, as you know, Kiriako, I mean, often Greek guys come with a plus one, and that is their mothers. And that's the noose around any romance. I know Greek mothers love their sons, and that's one thing. But if they love them more, they'd let them go on towards, you know, finding something great for themselves without tagging along to everything.
So if you were to give us a couple of tips for Valentine's Day, what would be Effie's ultimate Is this how you pronounce it properly as a Greek Australian? Do you say ultimate or ultimate?
Ultimate, yeah. But that's okay. You've got an accent. You know, I don't, but you do. And it's ultimate. The ultimate thing that you would do is flowers. You know, you got to do that. Everyone's doing that. You know, you got to do it. So give a woman some flowers, you know, and then take her out somewhere nice. You know, something scenic, something romantic, candlelit. As for me, I'm not into candles because I'm highly flammable. Glass of champagne, bit of bubbles, sends a message of occasion. Say nice things. Don't look for an argument. Just, you know, tell her how good she looks, even if she looks bad, and just woo her into feeling that life's good for at least a night.
And what if your date is a man?
Oh, you mean two men?
Well, two men or a woman to a man. The woman's got to do something as well.
Well, we know what the man wants, so the woman's got to deliver on that. So after all those things, you know, then you've got to do the right thing if you're loose. And if you're like me, you don't give them that until you get a ring. You get a ring on it. And Beyonce said it, you know, like, you know, got to get a ring on it. That's the magic thing that's going to get you over the line. I mean, women these days, they throw it around, you know. It's lost its value. The ultimate romantic will hold out for the right person to come along before they hand that over.
So if you were a girl and you wanted to be traditional,
yes,
what would you do for Valentine's Day?
I would wear my best outfit. I would take a lot of effort and get the visual working to the best of its abilities. And we've all got different strengths. Me, I have bones. I have a lot of hair. I have, you know, a lot of style, a lot of personality. I'm just going to, you know, go big on all of those sorts of things. I will, you know, go with a positive frame of mind and I will give them everything but that.
Traditional Effie, I'm expecting a traditional Greek wedding. I'll see you there.
Okay, can't wait.